It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
We have a candidate for What's for Breakfast. It's Chuck from Brainerd. Chuck, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, my pleasure.
I appreciate it. Did it take a certain amount of courage, or?
I'm a little lagging for my wife.
Good job. Thank her very much. So the big question is, what did you have for breakfast, or have you had it yet?
I haven't had it yet. I'm just having some coffee and planning on breakfast.
Okay. When you lay in bed, do you plan in breakfast when you're kind of waking up, or do you know what you have?
Oh, too much thought for still laying in bed. we have the same thing pretty much most mornings. It's oatmeal.
Okay, figured.
And I add some granola to it and some raisins and... Sometimes if I'm feeling ambitious, I'll throw some nuts on top of it.
Hmm. So what kind of liquid goes into that?
Half and half when we have it, or just milk.
Okay, you lost me at half and half. Yeah, that's from me. I have to have a little sweet. And raisins just isn't going to cut it. Speaking of raisins.
That's not enough, huh?
Yeah, speaking of raisins, did you have those little raisin boxes when you were young, or did you just acquire a taste for raisins?
No, I loved getting those little boxes when we were younger, they never seemed to last very long.
Yeah, do you think you remember how many were in that little box?
Oh, seemed like it was about a dozen.
Yeah, 8 to 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
So do you ever like get crazy and wander and have pancakes or something, hash browns, you and the missus?
Oh yeah, every once in a while. I haven't done it for a while, but a lot of weekend mornings we'll do muffins.
Oh.
Mix them up from scratch and see if we've got some blueberries in the freezer or something and go with that.
So the confusing thing for me is I eat oatmeal once in a while, but it's usually when it's cold weather out. So Is oatmeal have the same, I don't know, spunk for you when it's 90 degrees outside?
Well, you're going to hate this part. I don't cook the oatmeal.
Oh, you don't? Oh, nope. My God. Well, thanks for having the courage to say that.
No, just pour the milk on and let it soak for a while.
Nice.
And it softens up. I don't actually like cooked oatmeal. It's a texture thing.
Ah, a little slimy.
Yeah, it's just like drywall paste.
Well, I don't want to be I'm not being rude here, but are you a coffee snob or do you just drink any kind of coffee?
I am kind of a coffee snob.
That's all right. What do you like?
Well, we've got a French press, and so we try to get whole beans from the local co-op. And
you go down to the what co-op and get your coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go down there and get whole bean, and usually go with a dark roast. We've been on occasion we try to decaf ourselves.
Oh.
And so we're tapering down again, but it never seems to last very long.
Yeah, is decafing like, you know, like trying to go on a diet? I mean, all of a sudden you say, geez, I'm drinking too much coffee or I'm just too wired or what?
Yeah, it's kind of both of those. You know, it doesn't bother me quite so much, but if somebody's got a little anxiety, sometimes a little caffeine doesn't really help that very much.
Yeah, and speaking of anxiety... Chuck, we're gonna be talking to Nancy Collier here at 10 after, and it's gonna talk about Can't Stop Thinking, how to let go of anxiety and free yourself from obsessive rumination, so you don't have to think about coffee every damn second in the morning when you get up, maybe after that interview. But do you ever go on a trip or something, get stranded, and you have to go to like a convenience store and get some of that coffee? And how does that work?
Oh yeah, gas station coffee.
Yeah,
it's better than nothing.
So, Mark, do you mind, or Chuck, do you mind me asking where you work?
Oh, Roundhouse Brewery in Nisswa.
Oh, Chuck, for crying out loud. Of course you do. I'm sorry. Now I understand the pressure.
That's all right.
Now I understand the pressure on the other end. How's that going?
It's going pretty well. We had a crazy summer, and starting to quiet down now, so I can have some time to catch up.
Nice. Are you a deer hunter? Are you getting ready for that?
Getting ready for that.
Good. Where do you? Well, I'm not going to ask.
Blowing the leaves off the stand. Oh, okay. We've got some property over by Staples.
Okay.
My dad's farm.
When I was a kid, if I didn't have my deer hunting gear ready 6 months before the season, I was a complete failure as a son. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
My dad lived and breathed it, and not me. You should go over and see the goats. That's a big story. At the Brainerd Rotary Riverside Park.
Go over.
You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't been there.
They have 160 goats at Brainerd Riverside Rotary Riverside Park right now.
I did not hear that.
They're eating they're eating all the buckthorn. And they're encouraging people to go say hi to the 160, but don't touch the electric don't touch the electric fence. So why do you guys support Northern Community Radio?
Northern Community Radio, it's like its own little small town. You've got all the characters. You know everybody who calls in. You know everybody who's working there. And it's just a friendly voice out there in a large stretch of corporate anonymous radio.
Hmm.
It's fantastic. And the music selection is always great.
It's kind of like the best music.
Rest of the programming.
Yeah, it's kind of like the best.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like the best music you've never heard before.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you being a member, and I've never heard it told that way, but that's fantastic. It's like a small little town. It's a big town, but it's a small, intimate town.
It's a big town, but you know everybody in it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being a member, and Homestead Mills is our sponsor now, so this could be a little bit of pressure on you for breakfast. Don't get any anxiety regarding this breakfast thing here now. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Country Blend Cereal or Wild Rice Pancakes? Which direction are you going today?
Let's try the cereal.
Okay. I knew that was the answer. Thanks for calling. Really appreciate the call. And thanks again for being a member. It means a lot to us. Have a good day.
It's a lot of fun for us.
Have a good day and hope you get the buck.
Thanks.
All right. We are friends, coming back in style.